I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkish authorities are deporting foreign church leaders and blocking believers' attempts to choose their own leadership. It's the latest in President Erdogan's attempts to snuff out Turkey's religious minorities. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman tells us state-sponsored media call Christianity a Western faith.
Up until a few years ago, hardly anyone in Turkey had ever heard of the word evangelical or what it means to be an evangelical. But nowadays, when you say evangelical, the first thing that comes to mind is that someone who's dangerous for Turkey, somebody who's trying to undermine the state working together with foreign powers. The church is definitely facing increased challenges and pressures and would be greatly encouraged by awareness of their situation by the wider body of Christ and their prayers on their behalf.
And with the rise of digital media, North America is becoming a post-textual society. That means we're relying on oral communication now more than ever. Audio Scripture Ministries' Naomi Frizzell is program director for the International Orality Network's North America Regional Conference in Toronto from October 3rd through the 5th. And the focus is on sharing the gospel in oral context.
The message of the gospel has not changed, but how we communicate it is changing. So the ION Conference in Toronto in October is open to all people interested in sharing the gospel and making disciples of Jesus Christ. Together, we're going to reaffirm the centrality and truth of God's word, but also together, we're going to seek ways to more effectively bear witness to Jesus Christ in our changing world.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. And this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.